Good evening. Bet you never thought you'd hear some country music on Queen of the Valley. Song got me confused. Girl in the Valley. I actually grew up listening to country music, so I get down with the get down. But my brother, the decent man in my life, had sent me a message yesterday with a bunch of songs, country songs, and he says, you know, you should really listen to some country music. There's some female artists coming out with a better perspective on finding a man. And my brother and I are super tight, and he sees, like, the sadnesses and the struggles, and he does not listen to the podcast, thank God. Unless he doesn't, he just doesn't tell us. Interesting week. It feels like when I record, it's been months. Yesterday, so today's Sunday night, it's 9:04. Yesterday was St. Patty's Day. I hope everybody whooped it up. Last episode, I informed you my name is Patricia. If you did not know, I do have a very Irish name. I am Irish. And like any good old Irish person, I stayed depressed, introverted, and making alcohol in my home while drinking Guinness. No, just had a pretty good day. Just didn't feel like getting after it, I guess. My sister came over, we made some limoncello, and I watched a romantic movie. I had some interactions with somebody who left me feeling like shit. About as simple as that. So, it's kind of funny. If you've listened serially to all of the episodes, you know that my friend Steve-O comes on and gets after me a little bit. He's fantastic. But we had talked about holiday texting, and I normally don't receive holiday texts like the Happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. I don't often get those. But it's funny. St. Patty's Day whooped it up yesterday. The phone went off. It was all funny and pleasant and nice. Maybe because it's St. Patrick's Day and my name is Patricia and I am so in love with Ireland, and many know that they thought of me. So it was actually pretty cool. So what's happened this week? Well, one thing I'm going to kind of base this episode off of is a book called The Gray, written by my friend, Anaton Barriola. He is Bay Area born and raised, but he lives in Atlanta now. And I definitely got to get out there because I know so many people out there. And this book is so enlightening. It's the third time I am reading it, skimming it. It's a good book if you need some uplifting, some normalcy, and some swag. I'm going to read a couple excerpts out of here later just to kind of tie some things in about why my brain is working the way it is. The first time I read it was in July, and that's when I had met the submarine. So it kind of came in handy for meeting, you know, this love interest or whatever at the first stages. Speaking of Mr. Submarine, he reached out, sent a request on social media, which I don't know what that means. I've had a lot of men do that in the past. And is that like a little poke? Like, are you there? Are you, what's the deal? Are you thinking of me? Or is it nothing? I mean, I haven't seen him in 6 months. We don't talk. So I kind of poked at it and I said, well, were you thinking about me? And he said something about us being friends. And I was like, he asked if we were friends. And I said, yeah, I mean, what do I say? No, I met you and I don't know what we are. We're people that met and crossed paths and had a story, but not a really good one or not a really bad one. And now we're going to grab friendly drinks. Maybe. I don't know. This all happened and he told me he's out of town for like a week and a half or something. So total normal submarine story. So if he does hit me up when he comes back and I feel like grabbing a drink with him, I'm going to grab a drink with him. I just don't know. Are we going to sit and talk about, what are we going to talk about? I mean, how do you, I don't know. I guess I'll have to fill you in if it does happen. And come on, He not gonna want to fill up on my big old booty. Am I walking into a trap? Or am I walking into something I fucking need? I'm not gonna lie. So I don't know. You know, last week I had told you about love bombing and how we found this explanation of love bombing, and that my friend _needygirl on Instagram had been love bombed super hard, and I shared her story and how it was really close to things that happened to me all the time. And it's funny because I think I just thought on the HuffPost this morning or yesterday morning. I don't even know what fucking day it is. I mean, I do know it's Sunday, but everything's kind of running together. So she shares this experience with me and I share it with you. And she's fucking brilliant. She's dating a lot, going on dates. And I think it helps. I think it turns the mood around and not get stuck on one specific person or moment or things like that. And I love it. I love her for it, because we're only here for a short time. Might as well make it a good time. For me, she doesn't live in the valley and she didn't live in California. And I think where she is, dating still might be a little bit more of an actual thing. In the valley, it's very hard. A lot of people wonder why I don't date as very much. I try. It's hard to meet people out here. So I am on Tinder still. Swiping here and there. I feel kind of like a dick because I don't reply to a lot of messages. And it kind of makes me want to delete it. Or it kind of want, like, I want to write these guys like some generic message. Like, hey, I swiped you right. Sorry I didn't message you back. I'm a dick. I don't know what I'm looking for, you know? Or whatever you wrote was fucking stupid, you know? But there was a older gentleman. And when I say older, I mean not older than me. I mean older than all the other guys I've dated. So he's over 30. And super good looking. I mean, just from the 5-6 photos, whatever. Really actually well-written bio. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, swipe right, right? So we're talking. And he's dropping the most, like, romantic shit. I can't even swallow it. Like, your eyes are like the emeralds at the bottom of the sea. And this crazy shit, right? So I'm sending it to my best friend. Like, is this for real? Like, what the fuck is happening? You know, is this, like, whatever? Is he just some hopeless romantic or whatever? And I'm like, cool. Like, I'll go out with this guy. Like, whatever. And it ends up getting to the point he's like, your eyes are seducing me. Mind you, he's looking at like the 5 or 6 photos of my Tinder profile. Your eyes are seducing me. Some bullshit that I wish I could show you what it's doing to me. And I'm like, what? He's like, things are getting hard for me over here. And I'm like, are you sexting me? And he says, not yet, with a winky face. And he proceeds to say, do you have Skype? Me, I think that's fucking weird. Skype? I have a fucking iPhone. It's called FaceTime. So I'm like, no, I don't fucking Skype. He's like, I wish I could show you what's happening to me. And with the whole Skype, I'm like, am I being catfished right now? Is this a joke? Like, who's on the other side of this, right? Like, you want me to Skype in and look at your penis? Like, I'm good. So I ended up just being like, I'm cool. Like, out, delete, gone. So a little not really happy with the Tinder, I guess. Like, another guy, kind of normal, basic conversation. He's like, how about a proposition when we exchange numbers? And I didn't want to. And of course, I had a friend tell me I'm a dick because I'm like, meh, not feeling it. Even through the fucking 10 exchanges of text and these 5 photos, I'm just like, meh. And this fool's like texting me like, I won't be mad if you send me some photos. Kind of photos you think I'm gonna send you? I ain't sending you no fucking photos. You got 5-6 photos on my Tinder. You can look at those. I don't care. But that's about it. And he proceeds, after I wrote ha 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 because I thought that shit was funny, he fucking sent me photos of himself. Now thank God they were just of his face, filtered, doing a duck face, speechless, done. I'm ghosting. I'm being that fucking asshole. I do not need a grown man sending me a filtered photo with a duck face talking about, brr, it's cold outside. That was silence. That was like, I can't do that. I might have fell for the big dick shit on Tinder, but Jesus Christ, it's much better than this. So that's where the Tinder story is, I guess, at this moment. Fuck boys. That's what I'm going to call them. And I used to hate that word. It's like annoying. But Hove said it. So I'm all on the fucking train. I mean, B and Hove are going on tour. Hello. I'm planning my Ireland trip around it. So that's how much I love them. Fanning. I'm a fangirl. So we got the sub. We got a bunch of fucking duck face Skype penis boys on Tinder. So that's happened this week. Today was good. What did I do today? It's Sunday. Oh, I went shopping, but I did watch some golf. I can't tell you how fucking pumped I am. The Masters is coming. Easter is my favorite holiday. The Masters is coming. Are you kidding me? Rory won today, which pumps me up. He is one of the main reasons I fell in love with actually watching golf. Probably about 5 or 6 years ago was the US Open. I think it was in San Diego. He was 26, I don't know, 26 under or something. Captivated. I love to watch golf. I love to watch Sunday golf. I want a man that wants to watch golf. It's hard. The submarine, I don't know. He doesn't play golf, which was hard for me. Not hard, but it's kind of like, I think I want to date somebody who plays golf just so that we can be like, what do you want to do? Let's just go play 9 holes and then fuck all day. I don't know. So he's hella big, but hockey players are hella big and they play golf. But, and hella big, I mean, he's hella tall. So, I don't know. I'm rambling. I'm drinking Hennessy. I've cut the marijuana smoking. Ugh, it's been quite a week without it. My patience gets tested a little bit, but we'll see what happens. Been trying to just read a lot more and ground myself out a little bit. So Needy Girl's good. Sub's kind of, I don't know. Maybe we're friends. Maybe we're going to be the greatest friends in the world. So, does anybody want to go to Topgolf? If I can find a dude that wants to go to Topgolf, oh my God. Maybe I'll write that. Maybe I will write this in my profile for online dating. My good friend, who actually has just moved in with me, told me I should sign up for eHarmony. Is anybody else laughing? I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know where I am. I am hurt. I don't know if I should say I'm hurt by love right now. They say there's love versus logic. And they say, if you believe love hurts, it doesn't. People do. And that was in the book I'm reading, The Gray. I kind of read that recently and was like, I'm such a lover that even when I do love somebody and lash out, it's not that I love the idea. I don't know. I just feel like I'm blurring a line lately. Like, I'm either all in or I'm all out. And I am very black and white. I've been black and white my entire life. I don't know what things mean lately. I don't know. We'll kind of get into that a little later. I just want to stop fucking with dudes that even though I have some feelings. And I don't know. I can't tell you that it's love. I don't know what that is. I do know that what that is in a sense, but I don't know what that is with a partner. But I tend to go to that side before I even think logically. And I think that's where I'm struggling right now. I should be fucking delete, block, gone, done, celebrate. And I kind of am getting better. Like this dude on fucking Tinder trying to show me his dick. Like, fuck all the way off. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to even try to figure out what the fuck's wrong with you. I'm done. You want to show people your dick? Go on ahead. I don't need to be one of them. So I want to go on a date. I'm just kidding. So it's funny because I was, I don't know, fucking chilling in bed. And I was like, I got to make a meme. I got to make a funny meme. And I was like, I'm going to send Venmo requests to all the dudes that have wasted my time. And I started laughing. I was like, fuck, I'd be hella rich. And my girlfriend was cracking up over it. And she goes, shit, you should ask for a deposit before you even go on a date. She's like, you might have a better, you know, respectable outcome. And I don't know. I just kind of wanted to share that with you because it was funny because I've had somebody be like, oh, we're on Tinder. Tinder's for fucking and Tinder's this, and you knew what you were getting your fucking self into, and people laugh at you and laugh on. Tinder is a place where people try to network for whatever reason. And if it's just for fucking, then it's just for fucking, because I've been on there like, shit, I'm trying to get it in too. You don't live here? Perfect. But it doesn't mean that it's disrespectful or that I don't value myself or whatever people want to judge and think of me, which I have some pretty fucking thick skin if you haven't noticed. But the thing is I know what it is. I know what Tinder is. And as a woman, if you've watched Grey's Anatomy this last week, a woman hooks up with this dude. She's a respectable doctor. She has sex with somebody and they're spending this morning after together and he's love bombing her. And this has happened to me. Like, straight up love bombing her. And she is the smart one and turns around and goes, if I want to fucking get back in bed with you, I'm going to. And it's as simple as that. So, for the men out there treating women as we are like lost in our thoughts and don't know what the fuck is happening, you need to rewind and then replay and think about some shit, because you don't need to disrespect a woman. I am a woman. I know what I'm doing. And I'm on Tinder. I am not looking for love. I am looking for connection, networking, fun, sex, whatever I fucking feel like at the moment. So when I was on there in December, the last time I had met somebody, I fucking knew what I was doing. And I was texting my best friend like, should I get into this? Sending the exact texts that were sent to me and just saying, fuck it, right? Fuck. It's almost a new year in a couple days. Let's get after it. So I wanted to read an excerpt out of The Grey. You can get The Grey on Amazon. Anatan Barriola. I'll post a copy of it, like a picture of it in my story. I did the other night too. So be sure to follow Girl in the Valley podcast on Instagram. Okay. So this book is written by a man. And this is what I am looking for. A man. Support a woman being a woman, no matter what the hell that looks like. She keeps her weed in her Chanel clutch. Merlot drips from her lips. Her degrees don't satisfy her because she is still searching. She'll be at the club tonight and church tomorrow. She's searching. She's smarter than she lets on. She knows that she knows that the more she knows, the more she knows that she doesn't know much. And she wants you to know that she's not here for you to judge. If you can't figure her out, imagine how tough her job is. Don't take it personally. Sometimes she doesn't even know why she's feeling down, insecure, or emotional. She's strong. She's delicate. She's evolving. She's a woman. That's it. And that's enough. Either love her or leave her alone. She doesn't care what you think of her. She doesn't think of you at all. This resonated with me because I feel like I'm always trying to defend myself when I believe I've lost my logic and there's some kind of love. I don't want to defend myself with a man. I don't want to feel like I'm not a queen or royalty like that country song. I don't want to feel disrespected. I don't want to cry on St. Patty's Day. That's no king to me. And that's no disrespect to the men. That's just where I'm at. And if that's gray and delusional and crazy, so be it. But I think communicating on text is crazy. Anatan said, communicate to be understood. if you're going to send text to somebody, which I love talking on the phone. I love FaceTime. I just believe in that. There's just so much more captured and it's just so easy. And in text, everything is misunderstood and diluted and mean and all these things that I took his advice. I hit the block button. I hit the block button on not many people, but I don't want to hear from Pab. That was a short thing. Our timing didn't work. He was the sweetest. And he was using words to create this picture for me, and my imagination ran with it. And then he stomped on it. And I let him do that with text. And that's where I lost logic. I fell in love with, well, one, he's fine as fuck. And I fell in love with this bullshit Nicholas Sparks movie he started by leaving a note on my front door. Like, how poetic does it get these days? It's 2018. When's the last time a man gave you a handwritten note? That shit's rad. I want that. And I am going to try to, I don't know. I don't feel, I'm a lover and a leaper. It's funny because I'm reading The Gray and I found a note I wrote to myself. And it says, I may get excited, but it's because I have full faith in love, whether it's real or not. I will continue to believe someone believes like I do and wants to build a limitless partnership. In this life, I want a love so great as it is envied. It grows, it experiences, loves, and trusts. I believe in love because I know I have a lot of love to give. I look at this and I'm like, fuck, when the fuck did I write that? And I think it was probably in July when I got this book. I always write myself little notes and leave them. I love to write with pen and paper. It's therapeutic, I guess. I don't know. I just like writing shit down and writing notes to myself. I write in a journal to my dad or to the thoughts that I've had or to the things. Last night I was reading and journaling because I was so, I don't know what I was. I was confused. And that's between the lover, the logic, and the love bombing, and the Tinder, and the texts out of nowhere, and the limitations or the expectations or the judgments on my moves or anybody else's moves, men or women, on trying to find a connection. Whatever kind of connection it is. I'm going to have a sip of hen. I don't know. I think I'm okay. I think it's good that I had Pabs. And maybe it's good the sub's coming back, dude. That dude ain't a bad dude. He never said nothing mean to me. He did love bomb the shit out of me. He's young. I think he's 28. But he's not a bad dude. And if he wants to have a friendly drink and give me some perspective or just build a connection that, yeah, we didn't work out. We aren't anything. We're not lovers. We're not nothing. But I still thought you were fucking cool and I want to chill with you. I love that shit. I think that if I do believe that everybody comes into your life for a reason, I don't want it to be a bad one. So we'll see. I don't know. That fool says he's going to be out of town for like 2 weeks or something. Who knows? You never know with that fool. But I don't know. I guess I'm kind of excited. I do. Wait. Okay. So this weekend is the 18th. Okay. So next weekend, I am going out of town. Yeah, buddy. Supposed to go on a vacation, but I'm going on a different vacation. And then it's Easter, which is my fucking favorite. Because we eat like kings and queens and we drink like them and we have fun. And it's just fucking beautiful day. And then I will do nothing but watch the Masters the next weekend, and I can't fucking wait. So I guess that's kind of all I have. I feel like I'm blurring, but read this book, man. If you're struggling or you just want to skim something and not feel like a fucking asshole for having feelings. Why are everybody trying to make people feel worse these days? Isn't there enough bullshit going on in the world? Like, for real? I don't know. Even when I'm mean, I'm always like, but I like you, but I'm a dick. And I know I'm straight and blunt. And I'm worse through text, but I feel like the next guy, I'm gonna be like, call me on the phone. And maybe it'll change a little bit. So, I was just looking at this book because he's got like these pages where they're just bullet points, and it's if you feel like you're going in the gray area, because a relationship should be black and white. It should be understood completely. Nobody should feel like shit. Nobody should be uncertain. Nobody should be curious. A true partnership is when you can look the person you love in the eye and tell all your truths. And I'm going to get that because I'm not going to settle for anything else. And along the way, I have definitely hit some hiccups. But I think that there are good men out there, because I know a lot of them. And even if they might fucking be on Tinder. So, oh, and I may sign up for eHarmony, because why not, you know? I keep going out. God, if one more man tells me I'm intimidating, I'm going to jump off my bed onto the floor and roll around. But I can see it, but I can't see it. So maybe that just means I haven't met the right man, because just come get me. I'm a sweetheart. All right. Sunday night, I'm out. I don't know what else is going on. I feel like I told you a lot. I read you a personal letter I wrote to myself. So we'll just go out with that. Keeping the faith. Keeping the faith that love is real. And if that just means simply loving another human being for being human, it doesn't have to mean all this other bullshit. But I do. I want a guy who wants to go to Topgolf. Hey, I see all these girls getting to go to Disneyland and shit. I don't even want to go to Disneyland. I want to go to baseball games and football games and Topgolf. And oh my God, we're going to put it out there right now. I want to go to the US Open. I might have a partner in 3 or 4 months. It's in June, beginning of June. I think it's around Father's Day, which is really hard for me. So maybe I'll be on here like, we're out here live from the US Open, and I just seen Tiger Woods, y'all. So, yeah, it's golfing season. I love that shit. So, take it easy. Have a good week. If something that crazy happens, you'll hear from me. If not, until next week. Thank you for listening. Follow us at Girl in the Valley Podcast. We did have a little contest on the Instagram, and one of our listeners won a candle from Rogue Candle Company. So that's getting shipped out this week, and gonna get a couple other things up there and pop. And I think there's a $50 Amazon gift card going next. So be sure to follow, be sure to DM, be sure to tell me how you feel about everything. I got some thick skin for you, some of you out there. I'm just kidding, but I hear you and I feel you, and I know I go back and forth, and I know that this is a journey, and I am along for the ride, and I appreciate every single one of you listening and coming on this journey with me, because how exciting is it going to be when the journey starts to really bloom? It is springtime, boo. All right. Back to the Pellegrino and Hennessy and country music. I'm out.